daily devotion shared with you from members of Bible Fellowship Church. Today's topic is quiet time. What does quiet time mean to you? The term quiet time has become popular in Christian culture for many years now. Quiet time is simply a time that we set to spend some one-on-one time with God. Time set aside for God alone with no distractions. Just you and God and His Word. A time when you aren't hurried. A time when you can pour out your heart to God and allow Him to pour His words of love into you. Fellowship with God in order to build our relationship with Him. Now, I know we have all the excuses. We love our mornings. We love to sleep in. We love to have our peaceful, quiet time just for us for selfish reasons. We are maybe way too busy at your house, or we say that we hit the floor running. We have work, we got school, we've got sports, et cetera, et cetera. We can fill in all of the blanks. And we can sit here and make a list a mile long, but there are two major reasons for having a quiet time. Number one is for growth and nourishment. Consistently taking in God's Word causes Christians growth and good spiritual health. In James 2:2, it says, like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk, that by it you may grow up into salvation. And Psalm 119:103 says, how sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Jeremiah 15:16 says, your words were found, and I ate them, and your words became to me a joy and the delight of my heart. Hebrews 5:12-14, for though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the basic principles of the oracles of God. You need milk, not solid food, for everyone who lives on milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, since he is a child. But solid food is for the mature, for those who have their powers of discernment trained by constant practice to distinguish good from evil. These verses make it clear that we need nourished by God's Word, and if we aren't having that quiet time to take it all in, we are starving our souls. The second major reason for having quiet time is companionship with God. In the next few verses, we will see how God wants intimacy with us, in His presence with us, how He speaks directly to us, how we must be one with God, and how God wants fellowship with us. Let's read Psalm 16:11. You make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Micah 6:8 says, He has told you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God? John 15:4 says, abide in me and I in you, and as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. And 1 Corinthians 1:9 says, God is faithful, by whom you are called into fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. God is faithful, and we should be faithful to Him too. He wants us to have a relationship with His Son, Jesus. In order to do that, we must set aside undistracted time with Him to grow our relationship with Him. I'll leave you with these questions to ask yourself. Do I have a strong relationship with Jesus? Do I spend enough one-on-one time with Him? Do I really have a quiet time with Him? Holy Spirit, thank you for reminding us that you love us so much that you want to spend time with us. Remind us daily how we can come to you in the quiet part of our day and sit with your Word and soak in all that you have for us. Thank you for relationship. Thank you for mercy. The mercy that you show us when we allow our days to get too full and leave you out. Father, please forgive us when we fail you. Thank you for how you bless us when we do have these quiet times with you. for it's in your name that we pray. Amen.